in the limelight.
Oman's strategic location connecting the Persian Gulf and the Indian Ocean with East Africa and the Red Sea could also boost the country's economy. The Durg Special Economic Zone, which is among the largest in the world, could become the commercial thread between Oman, South Asia, and China's Belt and Road Initiative. In the age of climate change, renewable energy is a serious economic opportunity, which Oman has to keep pursuing. If cheap electricity is generated, it could also be exported to other Persian Gulf states, as well as to South Asia. In Oman, the share of renewable energy in total electricity capacity was around 0.5% in 2018. The ambition is to reach the goal of 10% by 2025. We present you an interesting article written by John Sfakianakis, Director of Economic Research at the Persian Gulf Research Center. The piece is titled "Oman's New Sultan Needs to Take Bold Economic Steps." The article was published in the ChathamHouse.org website. Please stay with us for more of John Sfakianakis' article. The transition of power in Oman from the deceased Sultan Qaboos to his nephew and the country's new ruler, Sultan Haytham bin Tariq, has been smooth and quick. But the new Sultan will soon find that he has a task in shoring up the country's economic position. Above all, the fiscal and debt profile of the country requires careful management. Fiscal discipline was rare for Oman even during the oil price spike of the 2000s. Although oil prices only collapsed in 2014, Oman has been registering a fiscal deficit since 2010, reaching a 20.6% high in 2016. As long as fiscal deficits remain elevated, so will Oman's need to finance those deficits, predominantly by borrowing in the local and international markets. Oman's debt-to-gross domestic product GDP ratio has been rising at a worrying pace, from 4.9% in 2014 to an IMF-estimated 59.8% in 2019. By 2024, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, is forecasting the ratio to reach nearly 77%. A study by the World Bank found that if the debt-to-GDP ratio in emerging markets exceeds 64% for an extended period of time, it slows economic growth by as much as 2 percentage points each year. Investors are willing to lend to Oman, but the Sultanate is paying for it in terms of higher spreads due to the underlying risk markets are placing on the rising debt profile of the country. For instance, Oman has a higher sovereign debt rating than Bahrain, yet markets perceive it to be of higher risk, making it costlier to borrow money. Failure to address the fiscal and debt situation also risk creating pressure on the country's pegged currency. If oil revenues remain low, Sultan Haytham bin Tariq will have to craft a daring strategy of diversification and private sector growth. He is well placed for this. Sultan Haytham bin Tariq headed Oman's Vision 2040, which set out the country's future development plans and aspirations, the first Persian Gulf country to embark on such an ambitious assessment. In the age of climate change, renewable energy is a serious economic opportunity which Oman has to keep pursuing. If cheap electricity is generated, it could also be exported to other Persian Gulf countries and also to South Asia. In Oman, the share of renewable energies in total electricity capacity was around 0.5 percentage point in 2018. The ambition is to reach the target of 10% by 2025. However, in order to reach this target, Oman would have to take additional measures such as enhancing its regulatory framework, introducing a transparent and gradual energy market pricing policy, and integrating all stakeholders, including the private sector, into a wider national strategy. Mining could provide another economic opportunity for Oman's diversification efforts, with help from a more robust mining law passed last year. The country has large deposits of metals and industrial minerals, and its mountains could have gold, palladium, zinc, rare earth elements and manganese. Oman's strategic location connecting the Persian Gulf and the Indian Ocean with East Africa and the Red Sea could also boost the country's economy. The Durm Special Economic Zone, which is among the largest in the world, could become the commercial thread between Oman and South Asia, and also between China's Belt and Road Initiative. Oman has taken important steps to make its economy more competitive and conducive to foreign direct investment. Incentives include a 5-year renewable tax holiday, subsidized plant facilities and utilities, and custom duties relief on equipment and raw materials for the first 10 years of a firm's operation in Oman. A private sector economic model that embraces small and medium-sized enterprises, as well as greater competition and entrepreneurship, would help increase opportunities in Oman. Like all other Persian Gulf economies, future employment in Oman will have to be driven by the private sector, as there is little space left to grow the public sector. Privatization needs to continue in Oman. Last year's successful sale of 49% of the electricity transmission company to China's state grid is a very positive step. The electricity distribution company, as well as Oman Oil, are next in line for some form of partial privatization. The next decade will require Oman to be even more adept in its competitiveness as the region itself tries to find its new bearings. Take tourism, for example. Oman hopes to double its contribution to gross domestic product from around 3% today to 6% by 2040. And the tourism industry is expected to generate 500,000 jobs by then. Over the next 20 years, Oman will more likely be facing stiff competition in this area, not only from the United Arab Emirates, but from Saudi Arabia as well. The new Sultan has an opportunity to embark on deeper economic reforms that could bring higher economic growth, employment opportunities and sustainable future. But he has a big task ahead of him.